long hours will kill me. Look, working long hours is in the eye of a beholder. Frankly, I've said before, you have the same number of hours in the day as anyone. Rich men, poor men, all colors, races, religions, no matter where you live, what part of the world. Dude, it's what? How many hours is it? I don't know, 24 times 7? I forgot what this is. I used to know this. 14 is 168 hours every week, every language, Mandarin people, Chinese, Indians, Americans, the English, the Australians, 168 hours, the way we measure time. Rich man, poor man, broke lady, rich lady, same amount of time. The question is whether you're working for your dreams or working for somebody else's. See, it's going to be a long day if there's no dream involved. If there's no way to get some freedom here, if you're not doing the things you love to do, it's going to be a long day. The reality is that even when you go home, you're still working for someone. You go home and you're working for your spouse now. You go home. I know people go home working for their kids now. Maybe you like to work out. So what are you doing when you're working out? Oh, you're working for your body, the body you want. Maybe you have a family and you're working for them. You're out, you know, you're grinding for the kids and the wife. Then you're working for them. They're the boss now, right? You got long hours. Somewhere in here, you got to find out why you're doing this for you. Maybe you have a family and you're working for them. You're getting dinner together, cleaning up, putting the kids to bed. Maybe you go home. Maybe you're smoking weed at night, man. You're working for the man. You know, the man that sells the kush. In that case, that'll be the government here in a little bit. Well, you're watching TV. You're working for CNBC. You're zoning out until you pass out and you start over again the next day. Look, if this is the case, you're working like a charm for the pot dealer or the government. That's who it'll be before long, because you're a perfect victim of a system and no longer in charge of your life. If I described to you in the last example, hey, call my office and get some information on how you can get back out of this horrible trap. I know I've been in it. I was in the rat trap. I was in feeling like every day, these are long hours, man. Look, they're all long hours if you don't love what you're doing. I can recommend a book to you. Call me up. I'll tell you what it is that will wake you up, make you more alive than you've been. The good news is that if you're working 24/7, whether you know it or not, heart's beating, lungs are working, you're working. So now what we got to do is figure out, how do I add some excitement to that so it's not long hours? So if you continue to maximize your time toward positive actions, then you're going to be working it correctly. Look, if you're just half awake, stoned, just clocking in, rambling through life, I know I'm talking from personal experience because I spent a number of years roboting like this. Look, a half hour can seem like an eternity. I've had 15 minutes feel like it was the longest 15 minutes of my life. If you are truly alive, truly the captain of your own ship, then you're going to be in control of your dreams. Every day is going to be a dream. It's going to be like, okay, I'm going to go there and I'm going to make this thing my dream today. This isn't pie in the sky. This is real for people. I know people that operate like this. They're excited every day. Then you're working for you. No matter who you're working for you now. Doesn't matter who's writing you a check. You're working for you. You're working for your dreams. And then 14 hours will seem like nothing. It's all in your head. You know it's all in your head. You decide what you do and what you don't do, but you decide. You can literally change time if you allow yourself to wake up and smell the coffee of your dreams. What is my dream? What am I doing today? When I wake up just like you. Foggy, don't want to get out of bed, body hurts. Oh my God, what am I going to do today? I got to get it going just like you. So hey, what are my dreams? Where am I going? What am I doing? Why am I doing this? What gets me excited? I have to do that every day to myself. A career in sales. This stigma of having long hours, man, it's got nothing to do with selling, okay? I know guys in retail sales, oh, I hate retail because it's long hours. I'm on my feet all day. I got to sit here and wait for traffic. You got the wrong attitude, man. Why would you wait on traffic? You work at Macy's. Why would you wait on traffic at Macy's? Why don't you break the mold and say, you know what? I have a customer base. I'm going to call them, contact, go see them. I'm going to sell out of everything in this store. If you guys don't do that, they're in retail, you're going to get crushed. Nobody's coming to you in the future. In sales, you're working for yourself. You're in control of how much you make, how much you do, how many phone calls. There's literally no ceiling to your income, no limits except the limits you put on yourself. And don't tell me about the margins and the economy and the banks. Look, how many people can you get in front of? There's only 7 billion human beings. You think that working for yourself is working too long? Look, it's all work. You think working right now is too many hours? Hey, go become your own guy and you'll see what too many hours, you'll see what fear is every night.